Thank you for your support for the church and its work. So here's a question to get us started. Who do you tell your secrets to? Now, don't go and tell me that you don't have any secrets, because that's just not true. Everyone has secrets. Everyone does. Maybe your secrets are things you've done in your life or things that happened to you that you don't want to share. Maybe it's things you've thought or felt in the privacy of your own mind, and that's where you want to keep them. Dreams and fears, joys and pains, wonderings, wanderings, loves and heartaches, we all have secrets. So the question, who do you tell your secrets to? A best friend? A friend, maybe not your best friend, but someone you trust to keep the secret? Your sister? Your dad? Your minister? Yes, some of you tell me your secrets, none of which I will tell today. Your therapist, your God, your spouse. If you're like me, you probably spread them out a little bit, some to colleagues, some to friends, some to professional listeners of one kind or another, some to loved ones, and some, I'm sure, you keep to yourself. The telling of secrets, the receiving of them, has long been a religious function. People told their secrets to a religious official or to a religious icon, to the village secret keeper, to a god or a community of faith. And religions have often thought about what to do with those secrets. Do we say, you are forgiven and free? Do we say, okay, now you must do this or that? In recent years, millions of people have found another person to tell their secrets to, a man named Frank Warren, who lives in suburban Maryland. Years ago, Frank started an art project. He handed out postcards, and he said, write down your secret and send it to me. Make a creative postcard and send it to me with a secret. Now he receives thousands of secrets every year. Every Sunday, Frank posts about a dozen postcards to his website, postsecret.com, and millions of people all around the world go and see them. For some, it is entertainment or voyeurism, but for many, it is a religious act, a way to remember the most lucid secret, that all our loneliness is just an illusion. Many of the secrets are very artistically prepared, like this one. I make up sins so I can go to confessional and shock the priest. Secrets can be a little fun sometimes. They can be exciting to have and exciting to tell and exciting to make up sometimes. But they can also be very painful. Secrets are often about things that are shameful, and many of the secrets that get posted to PostSecret deal with shame in one way or another. As you might expect, there are many secrets about sexuality, and I should tell you before you go to the website that it's what we might say is not safe for work, just so that you're prepared. Affairs and fantasies about that things you're not supposed to have or want, ways in which people have been hurt or have hurt others. There are secrets there about body image and eating disorders and illness and poverty and other things which make folks feel shameful. In our culture, we have this idea that you shouldn't even think about shameful things, and so many of the secrets are about folks thinking that they think things they wish they didn't think, like this one. Every time a racial slur pops into my head, I get sad that my dad taught them to me. Secrets are often about families and about what happened to our ancestors, about what they did or didn't do or had done to them. Secrets often come out of a divided sense of loyalty. We are loyal to our parents, for example. We want to respect them. So we don't talk out of school about them. We don't tell their secrets, even if sometimes telling or even just acknowledging them honestly to ourselves would heal some of the old wounds and let us move forward. There are a lot of secrets about folks who feel like they don't fit in. Call it self-image or social respectability or the inability to color within the lines. Folks often confess to doing things to make themselves feel more normal. I had an entire fake conversation on my cell phone so I could brag about my kids to the snotty neighbor who I know is listening through the fence. You ever done anything like this? Fake that you knew all about that artist or idea or historical event, whatever, so you wouldn't look foolish, so you'd look smart, put on airs. Sometimes we human beings make excellent peacocks, displaying all our colors for the sake of others so we can impress. It's not always real, is it? There are so many secrets about folks not quite fitting in and hiding it that you pretty quickly realize that, well, of course, nobody fits in perfectly. We're people, not puzzle pieces. There is no normal. And when we can be honest, when we can't be honest, when we act high and mighty, then it makes it hard for others to connect with us. It's a way of distancing ourselves from others. Because everyone has doubts and nobody's perfect, the question is, can we admit it? Even though I feel like I'm losing my faith in Christianity, I still hate the smug attitude of most atheists that not believing in God is something only for smart people. A lot of the secrets are about religion. There are so many expectations and rules, and folks find it hard to keep them. Christians who feel bad about their desires and their bodies and think they're not supposed to feel that way. Fundamentalists with doubts, atheists who pray, and, well, rabbinical students who love bacon. I'm starting rabbinical school, and I love bacon. Secrets reveal that many of us don't quite fit. The expectations and rules don't quite work for us. Secrets reveal the bankruptcy of stereotypes. We have desires, hopes, dreams, yet we feel ambivalent or afraid or ashamed of sharing them. The parts of our lives don't always make sense together, and so we train ourselves to reject part of who we are because being our full self confounds others. It even confounds ourselves. I secretly have always wanted to become a nun. The problem? I'm not Catholic or even Christian. I'm a Unitarian. We appear every once in a while in The Secrets. Don't think that we religious liberals are immune from this. We too have expectations and norms, but not everybody fits into those boxes. Sometimes the secrets are about folks realizing that they might not be on the right path. We're told or we think, if we do X, then we'll be happy. And when that doesn't happen, this can be very confusing. Cognitive dissonance, it's called. There are a lot of secrets like this, whether about relationships or geography or professional lives. It seems from the secrets that a lot of folks are in jobs or careers that they're not really sure about. Even folks who are supposed to be following their bliss sometimes discover it wasn't as blissful as they thought it would be. Ironically, I feel as if art school has stifled my creativity. Although making this card was like a breath of fresh air. It takes courage to tell a secret, and yet it can be liberating to just say it out loud, a breath of fresh air. Even if we say it to nobody we know, even if it goes anonymously in the mail and never gets posted anywhere, the act of speaking or writing our secret can free us from some of the pain about it. A lot of the secrets are about regret, relationships that ended and we wish they didn't. I divorced you to be with someone else, even though I said I didn't. But now I would give 10 years of my life to go back to being your wife. I wonder with ones like this, I wonder about them. What if she could have admitted to herself 10 years ago that it was for someone else? If she could have been honest with herself then, might she have seen that leaving would be a mistake, that a change of partner wouldn't be what would make her happy, that she might regret it? Did she create justifications as excuses and then allow those excuses to poison the relationship? Who knows what happened, the backstory? We don't know. What is clear from Secrets, both the ones on the website and so many of the secrets that we ministers hear, is that folks who can honestly see themselves in the mirror, who understand themselves well, these folks have less regrets. Not no regrets, but less regrets. Sometimes regrets are not about what we did, but about what we didn't do. Regrets about the secret we didn't speak until it was too late. About a year ago, I anonymously sent you flowers and played dumb when they arrived. Now I kick myself every time the florist sends me email reminders, as I wonder what could have been if only I had had the balls to tell you it was me. It's clearly not appropriate for us to tell every secret to every person we meet. Sometimes the best course of action is to keep quiet. We should not betray confidences. Sometimes we think our friends or loved ones are about to make a big mistake, but the best thing we can do as their friend is just support them so that we're still there for them when they figure it out too, or we're proven wrong. But sometimes we should speak up. Yes, I sent the flowers. I love you. Yes, I want to change how things are. Yes, I'm hurting and need help. Secrets have the power to make what is abstract into what is personal and real. As a minister, I'm often aware of secrets that other folks in the room don't know. So when I prepare a sermon, I know that someone listening has cancer, and I know that someone listening is pregnant, and I know that someone listening has had someone they love take their own life. But often, we don't know. We make a joke or an argument or an assumption, and we unintentionally wound those we love. Everyone has secrets, and we never know the full story. My daughter hates women who have had abortions. I had one. Secrets are often about family pain, about things that happened, things we did or had done to us, and things we keep from our parents, from our children, from the world. The sense that the family is a zone of privacy is sometimes helpful and correct, but sometimes it's wrong. Tragically, a lot of the secrets are about how people have been abused or hurt by those who were supposed to love them and care for them. I lied. I don't hate the dining room chair because of the ants. It's because when I was 4, Mom and Dad tied me to it and beat me. These sorts of secrets are hard to read, and they are common. This is the truth about family pain, about abuse. It's more common than we think. Because we think such things have to always be secret, we don't realize that we are not as alone as we think we are. That others have been through pain like we have, not exactly the same. Nobody's experience is exactly the same, but we are not as alone as we think we are. And some secrets, like these, need to be told. This change in our culture that secrets about child abuse are not okay, that children should tell a trusted adult, that religious communities need to be honest about what they know, that we don't keep these kinds of secrets anymore, Like cover-ups and lies have been declared dangerous and illegal. This is a big change, and a good one. To protect others, some secrets have to be told, hard as it may be to do so. A lot of the secrets are about death. Some of them are funny. I hope when I die, it's with a machete in one hand, battle axe in the other, and taking down as many zombies as I can. Death, like love and hope and pain and identity, is one of those things we don't always know how to talk about. There are cultural expectations about death. We're supposed to feel sad, or we're not supposed to feel sad. We're supposed to be afraid, or we're not supposed to be afraid. It's very confusing. So many expectations. It's no wonder that so many keep their ideas about death secret. I'm not religious, but I'm afraid of going to hell. A big part of telling our secrets is learning how not to be afraid. Many of our secrets are about things we are afraid of, but we don't think we should be afraid of them. Hell in particular. Folks feel like they should be afraid of hell because they shouldn't be afraid of it because they don't really believe in it, or because they're a good person and they're not supposed to worry about going there, or because they put on a good front of being a good person and they don't want to reveal their fear that they're not as good as they think they are or that they say they are. Folks live in fear because hell or the angry God has been ingrained in them as children, and those powerful images are not so easily dismissed. This is, by the way, why universalism still matters. The faith that says not just that there is no hell, but that God loves God's children so much that all are included, all are reconciled into the loving spirit of life. We need to do a better job of sharing this message, both the historic one and the one today, even among ourselves. Olly Olly Oxenfree, you can come out now. I love the image of God as a sardine player laughing with the rest, and I love the instruction, get found, kid. More than anything else, the secrets on Post-Secret speak to the paradox of loneliness. Many people share their secrets with Frank because they don't have anyone else to share them with. The only thing I'm proud of my whole life in the 21 years of living is recovering from anorexia. I struggled for 8 years and broke free on my own. I wish I had someone to congratulate me. But Post-Secret isn't one-way communication. Folks write to Frank and they tell him to pass along messages and to share that they too have been through that. So this secret shared produced the needed result. The secret sharer anonymously through the website was congratulated and affirmed in her life and struggle and prayed for and loved and was told, I've been where you've been. We each carry a secret fear. That no one is like us, that no one will understand. But the real secret is exactly the opposite. Our loneliness is just an illusion. When two cars meet at night on a lonely country road, when they turn down, when they dim their headlights for each other after their paths cross for that short moment during their journeys in opposite directions, I feel like I am not alone in the world. These little moments and big moments of connection remind us we are not alone in the world. I'm sworn to keep identities private, and I do, but I can't tell you how many times I have said to someone who asks after telling me their story, they say, I'm sure I'm the only one who, and I say, no, I've heard stories just like yours before. You are not the only one. You're not alone. Not all our secrets are heartbreaking or painful or about not fitting in. Sometimes the secrets that get sent in are happy secrets, joy that bursts through. Sometimes that joy seems so profound that it feels secret because we don't know that anyone can understand or because we don't want to brag or rub it in. I can't wait until I'm old and wrinkly with laugh lines, then everyone will know how happy you've made me. Sometimes secrets warm the heart. They remind us of what matters, what's real. In a world of illusion, some secrets show us the truth. Some secrets are about changing our assumptions, making a new beginning. Today, I realized I am allowed to be happy. Sometimes when folks around you have low expectations or lousy attitudes, we feel like we have to keep our happiness a secret. But if there's any secret worth sharing, this is the one: to give thanks, to be glad at life. In a world that denies the reality of wonder, that sees everything as a commodity, that plans for obsolescence, we need to share our secret joys and awestruck moments. Who do you tell your secrets to? I hope you have someone, or a few folks, even if it's in a journal that no one sees or a postcard in the mail. I hope that you have a place to share, to know that others care about you in your fullness. The parts of ourselves that we keep secret are complicated. They don't quite fit, and we don't always know what to do with them. Guess what? Neither does anybody else. It makes me happy to know that none of us get a how-to guide. We're all just kind of winging it. Boy, ain't that the truth. The answers to life don't come on a postcard, and nobody's life is one-dimensional. No matter our age or how smart we think we are or our religion or anything, we're all just trying to figure it out. This makes me happy, too. It means there is a space for discovery. It means that we can cross the distance between us. It means that we need and can be friends to one another. Share what you need to share. Listen when someone wants to share with you. Hold the secrets of others with tender love. Hold one another with tender love. We are all human. We are all complicated. We are all beautiful. We're all trying to figure it out. That's good news. We'll sing together. It's in your teal hymnal if you want to read along the music, although I expect most of you will know the song. So please rise in body and or in spirit.